أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نويت الأربعين، نويت الاعتكاف، نويت الخلوة، نويت العزلة، نويت الرياضة، نويت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. We continue إن شاء الله تفسير سورة مريم. From verse, Sheikh Sahab Mahmoud will recite from verse 30 to 35. بسم الله الرحمن
الرحيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال إني عبد الله آتاني الكتاب وجعلني نبيا وجعلني مباركا أينما كنت وأوصاني بالصلاة والزكاة ما دمت حيا وبرًا بوالدتي ولم يجعلني جبارًا شقيًا والسلام علي يوم ولدت ويوم أموت ويوم أبعث حيًا ذلك عيسى بن مريم قول الحق الذي فيه يمترون ما كان لله أن يتخذ من ولد سبحانه إذا قضى أمرا فإنما يقول له كن فيكون صدق الله العظيم.
صدق الله العظيم وبلغ نبيه الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين الشاكرين بقلب سليم. We mentioned last time about explanation of these verses and inshallah tonight also we'll add on it. He said, قال إني عبد الله. He said, how he said. If you don't ask someone a question, how he speaks. When you want something from someone, you ask a question, then you say, he said. So what was the question to Sayyidina Isa to answer? Because if you go to the previous verse, O sister of Aaron, thy father was not a man of evil, nor thy mother a woman unchaste. يا أخت هارون ما كان أبوك امرأ سوء وما كانت أمك بغية. فأشارت إليه. But she pointed to the babe. They said, how can we talk to one who is a child in the cradle? He said, means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the power of understanding hearts, means the communication of hearts is a real fact, is a reality. It is not something that people deny, that they can deny. It is a real fact that people can speak through using their hearts. When they asked Virgin Mary the question that how what you have done, she communicated with her child through the communication, the language of the heart. He understood what was her problem. He answered by saying, he said, Qala. So we as Muslims, we cannot deny the languages of the heart. Means you can speak from east to west as prophets used to speak with their followers, Ummah, and as Sayyidina Umar spoke with Saria from Damascus, from Medina al-Munawwara to Damascus through the language of the heart. Means it is with prophets, it is with regular people. Normal people. Sayyidina Umar was not a prophet. He was a Sahabi. Means That communication through the heart, that language with the heart, exists in any time. And that's why today, saints, through after time of Prophet, after time of Sahaba, till today, saints can communicate through the message of the heart. So what he said? قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ. He said, I am the servant of Allah. He said, I am indeed a servant of Allah. He has given me revelation and made me a prophet. And he has made me blessed wheresoever I be, and has enjoined on me prayer and zakat as long as I live. So he said, I am the servant of Allah. So he confirmed that he is a servant, means confirming in the same time, denying the lordship on himself by saying, I am servant of Allah, and denying the authority of his mother. If he was a child of adultery, his mother was not a good woman. So by one word saying, Inni Abdullah, he completely separated himself from what they were saying, that they will say in the future that he is the son of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was able to see in the future that they are going to say about him, he is God or son of God. So he rejected that completely. He's saying, I am servant of Allah. And my mother is clean. Because if I am Abdullah, I am a servant of Allah, it cannot come a servant of Allah from adultery. قال الجنيد البغدادي, one of the biggest scholars and saints of Islam, he said, I am not a servant, a bad servant. I am not a greedy servant. I am not a sexual servant. But I hope to be servant of Allah. And he said, the best name in Islam is Abdullah, servant of Allah, that Allah dressed his prophet Sayyidina Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم with that name. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given four prophets in their childhood, specify them something special. First, he gave Sayyidina Isa to speak at birth. He gave Sayyidina Yusuf revelation in the well. When he was in the well, he sent him the revelation when he was young in the well. And he gave Sayyidina Isa to speak when in the cradle. And he gave Sayyidina Sulaiman wisdom. And he gave Sayyidina Yahya wisdom at childhood. But the biggest favor and biggest honor that Allah gave to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as soon as he was at birth, he went into sajda prostration. Inna Allah ta'ala akrama Sayyid al-Mursaleen alayhi wa alayhim as-salam fi as-sabawa bis-sajda 'inda al-wilada. He honored him and favored him with the sajda at birth. Wa sharha as-sadr, and he opened his heart and cleaned his heart. Wa khutm an-nubuwah, and he gave him the seal of prophethood, prophecy. وَخِدْمَةُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, and he gave him the angel serving him to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he gave him وَالْحُورْ عِنْدَ وِلَادَتِهِ, and he sent the hur of paradise, what you call them in English? Huri? Hurs of paradise, to be present at his birth time, helping his mother. And he honored him by prophecy in the world of spirits. He was a prophet and Adam between clay and water. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with such big favors. And then he said, Sayyidina Isa, وَأَتَانِي الْكِتَابَ, he gave me the Injil, the Bible. And he made me a prophet. وَجَعَلَنِي نَبِيًّا, he made me a prophet. وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا, it means he made me beneficial at any time to anyone, at any moment. And this is the perfecthood of man, to be beneficial for people at any time, to give them benefit. وَأَوْصَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ مَا دُمْتُ حَيَّا, and he ordered me for prayers and zakat as long as I am alive. He's still alive. So he's still making salah and making zakat. He's still paying zakat. وَأَوْصَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ مَا دُمْتُ حَيَّا, and we explained that last time. And he has made me blessed wheresoever I be, and has enjoined me on me prayer and zakat as long as I live. وَبَرًّا بِوَالِدَتِي وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْنِي جَبَّارًا شَقِيًّا, he has made me kind to my mother and not overbearing or unblessed. And he said, my mother, he is giving good tidings to his mother, that he was barran, he was always doing whatever he can, he will do for his mother in the future. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيَّ يَوْمَ وُلِدْتُ وَيَوْمَ أَمُوتُ وَيَوْمَ أُبْعَثُ حَيَّ, he said, so peace is on me the day I was born, the day that I die, and the day that I shall be raised up the life again. And we explained that last time, and we will explain it a little bit more. He said, وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيَّ means peace be upon me the day I was born. He was praising the day of his birth. He was saying, let peace be on that day. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيَّ يَوْمَ وُلِدْتُ, and peace means طُمَأْنِينَ, to have peaceful in the heart. We are asking, يَا رَبِّ أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ, by Allah remembrance, peace come to the heart. So he is saying that peace, he is being blessed by it, and may Allah bless him more with that peace the day he was born. Means the day he was born is a blessed moment to humanity. And he's praising it. So this, if it is for Sayyidina Isa, what about Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Means the day of birth of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not one piece, must be millions of pieces on that day. And he emphasized Sayyidina Isa on the day of his birth. The exact day he said, As-salamu wa salamu alayya yawma ulid. Yawma. He didn't say, Was-salamu alayya. He said, yawma, the day I was born. He was able to say, Was-salamu alayya in this life. Or, Was-salamu alayya indama jitu lid-dunya, when I came to dunya. Blessed be on me when I came to dunya. But he didn't say that. He said, yawma, means he is emphasizing on the exact moment, exact day that he was born. Yani means exact moment. So what about Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? To those who deny to say, As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu yawma wiladatuk, to say, peace be upon you, O Prophet, the day you was born. We have to say, we cannot say, no, that is not accepted in Islam. It's accepted for Sayyidina Isa, it's not accepted in Islam. It's accepted in Holy Quran. How can it accept it in Islam? He said, As-salamu alayya yawma wulidtu. Also other meaning, he said, As-salamu alayya yawma wulidtu means, Peace be upon me on the day of my birth, from the accusation to my mother of adultery. Means he is showing that his birth was clean from any accusation that Allah made him to come to dunya without a father by miracle. And that's why he is praising that day, because it was a miracle day. So he was praising it because it was a miracle. What do you think about Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was a prophet and Adam between clay and water, means he was before Adam alayhi salam even. We cannot praise him, we must not praise him. We must. And then he said, وَسَلَامُ عَلَيَّ يَوْمَ وُلِدْتُ وَيَوْمَ أَمُوتُ وَيَوْمَ أُبْعَثُ حَيَّ. And the day I'm going to die, peace be upon me, means he is praising the day he was born, every moment, and every moment we are reciters of this verse of Quran around the clock, every moment around the world. If that for Sayyidina Isa, what about Sayyidina Muhammad? Means you have to praise Sayyidina Muhammad every moment. That's why Allah said in the expression of future and present tense and future tense that إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. That is praising on the milad of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Continuous praising, no stopping. Because for Sayyidina Isa, he is praising himself by himself, saying, As-salamu alayhi wa sallam, peace be upon me. But in for Sayyidina Muhammad, Allah is saying, continuous, Allah is making the prayer on Prophet and praising Prophet. Never ending. The difference. وَيَوْمَ أَمُوتُ. And the day I am going to die means all that time he is asking for blessing. The day of death. He's asking, Ya Allah, send peace on me on the day of death, because it's so tough, it's so hard. If Prophet is asking saving from شَدَائِدُ الْمَوْتِ, from the difficulties of death, to save him, send peace on him. What do you think about ourselves? Is Sayyidina Isa asking that? To send peace on him on that day. What about us? وَيَوْمَ أُبْعَثُ حَيَّ. And the day I will be brought to back, called back from death in the judgment day. Oh Allah, send peace on me. For my amal to be pure for you. After he said this speech, verses of Holy Quran, Sayyidina Isa didn't talk anymore until the day he became mature. After that, he didn't talk until he was mature. Qala Anas, أخرج ابن أبي حاتم, is narrated by ابن أبي حاتم, that Anas said that Isa عليه السلام studied the Bible in the womb of his mother. And that's why he said, إني عبد الله أتاني الكتاب. He gave me the Bible inside the womb of my mother. And أبي هريرة said, قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, that when Isa said, وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُ, means he made me beneficial wherever I go. And that's why Ibn Abbas said, explaining that to be beneficial, what is the meaning of being beneficial wherever you go, wherever Allah sent him to be giving benefit, and he has made me blessed wheresoever I be, and has enjoined on me prayer and zakat, means he made me blessed and beneficial to people. Ibn Abbas said, قال, وأخرج ابن المنذر عن ابن عباس قال, الذي يعلم الناس الخير يستغفر له كل دابة حتى الحوت في البحر. ذات كل دابة حتى الحوت في البحر. ابن عباس said that whoever teach people the goodness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from inheritance of that verse make every animal that Allah created will ask forgiveness on behalf of that person. Even the whale in the ocean will ask forgiveness on behalf of that person who teach goodness to people. وقال ابن عباس ما تكلم عيسى بعد الآيات التي تكلم بها حتى بلغ مبلغ الصبيان. That سيدنا عيسى after this قال إني عبد الله أتاني الكتاب وجعلني مباركا وجعل. Until he finished and he recited that at birth, he didn't anymore talk or spoke until he became مبلغ الصبيان, means 15 years of age or 14 when he became mature with like children. وأخرج ابن عساكر عن أبي سعيد الخدري وأبي هريرة. This is from تفسير of الدرر المنثور في التفسير المأثور from سيوطي. He said that أبو هريرة said أن الله أطلق لسان عيسى مرة أخرى في الصبا فتكلم ثلاث مرات حتى بلغ مبلغ الصبيان. That سيدنا عيسى spoke three times, first at birth and then three times until his childhood, until he became adult. أما محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said فتكلم محمدا بتحميد لم تسمع الآذان بمثله. That سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم has spoken with praising to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from his day of birth, not stopping with praising, that no one had ever heard about it. And he said, حيث أنطقه طفلا, he made him to speak when he was a child, فقال اللهم أنت القريب في علوك المتعالي في دنوك الرفيع على كل شيء من خلقك أنت الذي نفذ بصرك في خلقك وحارت الأبصار دون النظر إليك أنت الذي أشرقت بضوء نورك دجى الظلام وتلألأت بعظمتك أركان العرش نورا فلم يبلغ أحد بصفته صفتك فتباركت اللهم خالق الخلق بعزتك مقدر الأمور بحكمتك مبتدئ الخلق بعظمتك ثم أمسك الله لسانه حتى بلغ. He recited that praising that no one heard it before. Allah, Allah, subhanallah. And for Sayyidina Yahya, what he said was Salamu alayhi yawma wulida, in the past tense. Peace be upon him when he was born. For Sayyidina Isa, what he said? As-salamu alayya. Sayyidina Isa was confirming that peace be on him the day was born. For Sayyidina Yahya, Allah said, as-salamu alayhi. Peace be upon him. So if you look in the Arabic language, the difference between as-salamu alayhi was-salamu alayya means one is less in praising the day of birth for Sayyidina Yahya and more praising the day of birth of Sayyidina Isa and the day of death and the day of coming back. But the first one is it is less, but by Allah it is mentioned. Because Allah is saying, As-salamu alayhi to Yahya. But for Sayyidina Isa, he was saying to himself, Sayyidina Isa by himself. So the Qaleel by Allah is bigger than kathir by yourself. The less by Allah is far more huge than the excessive by yourself. If you praise yourself by yourself, it is still in measure. If you're praising, you've been praised by Allah even little bit, it's no measure, no limits. And that's why Allah praised His beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, means no measure. So Sayyidina Isa praised himself. Mentioning about peace be on his day of birth. Sayyidina Yahya, Allah mentioned about him. That is to show us the difference. Although that for Yahya less, but it's more because it's by Allah. For Sayyidina Isa, it's less because it's by himself. For what you think about Sayyidina Muhammad, which is being praised, the whole Quran, all the Quran is being praised to Sayyidina Muhammad by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why it is said, قَالَ بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضُهُمْ means أَكَابُر الرِّجَال, means these big scholars. قَلِيلُكَ لَا يُقَالُ لَهُ قَلِيلٌ. They are speaking, they are praising Allah, saying, oh Allah, your, what, قَلِيل? Your little cannot be said about it, little. And that's why Al-Hasan, the son of grandson of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he read Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. Sirat al-Mustaqim to whom? It's to whom related? It's to Allah. So he read it, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. Guide us a little bit of your Mustaqim. It's okay because your Qalil is kathir to us. ولهذا قرأ الحسن اهدنا صراطا مستقيما أي نحن راضون بالقليل. We are happy with little bit. Give us, guide us to صراطا مستقيما, not الصراط المستقيم. صراط المستقيم is so huge. So give us little bit. We are happy with that because your little is huge to us because you are the generous one. أي يا ربي قليلك كثير. Your little is huge, is big. Allah Allah. It is said that everyone, من كان وكل من كل لسانه في معرفة الله فهو على مشرب يحيي, مشرب يحيي, مشرب يحيى. وكل من طال لسانه في معرفة الله فهو على مشرب عيسى عليه السلام. Means whoever keep like Sayyidina Yahya, he was khajul, he was feel shy, so he speak less. So anyone speak less is on the inheritance of Sayyidina Yahya. And Sayyidina Isa was speaking always, never stopping. He was, we call anyone speaks too much, always going, speaking, preaching, doing, is on the, from inheriting from Sayyidina Isa. And that's why Yahya, his heart was always fi maqam al-fana, in the state of annihilation. It means he is not coming out of showing his existence. Sayyidina Isa, he was in Maqam al-Baqa, and that's why he stayed back. He didn't die. Allah raised him. Because he was a forerunner, always. So anyone who keep doesn't come up in doing the da'wah work, he is in state of fana, inheriting of Yahya alayhi salam. Anyone who wants to be in the state of baqa, he has to be in the inheriting from Sayyidina Isa, and that's why Sayyidina Isa was being raised up. For Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is in the two. He is in the state of fana completely. So what happened? Allah raised him in Isra and Mi'raj and sent him back. Sayyidina Isa is still waiting to come back. Look, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam faster, because he was in complete submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah took him, so he was carrying the two sides. And that's why we say Yahya inherited fana from Prophet and Isa inherited baqa from Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because when Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to Isra and Mi'raj, that state of baqa means ever in the presence of the ever existing. He went to that presence, that state of baqa. Then Allah sent him back. Sayyidina Isa is still waiting. Has to come back. Because this is the, it has to happen. He is a human being. He has to come back because he has to face the same law that every, that this world is governing. That people has to come alive and then they have to die. قيل في أسئلة الحكم that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned about the two level of Isa and Sayyidina Yahya. He said, "Inna Isa wa Yahya al-taqaya." Sayyidina Isa and Sayyidina Yahya met with each other, and Yahya said to Isa, "كأنك قد أمنت مكر الله." That as if you are Isa, saved yourself from Allah's testing, temptation, that throw you in temptation and you find a way to help to save yourself. Because he said, "Inni Abdullah," because they accused him. They were going to accuse him in the future. He knew because he got the revelation in the womb of his mother. He studied the Bible, Injil. So he said, "Inni Abdullah," he knew that they are going to say that he is son of God. So he saved himself from beginning. And he was Halim, Sayyidina Isa. وَقَالَ عِيسَى لِيَحْيَى, and Isa said to Yahya, كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ آيَسْتَ مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. For you as if you have been fed up with people and you felt yourself far away from Allah's favor. Because Yahya people were not believing, they were always arguing. فأوحى الله تعالى إليهما, Allah revealed to both of them, إن أحبكما إلي أحسنكما ظنا بي. The one that I love most is the one that has good faith more in me. And that's why we see that Yahya was in the state of majestic state, under the tajalli of majestic attribute. And Sayyidina Isa under patient attribute. And it is said that in tafsir of the ayah that when they killed Sayyidina Yahya, his blood never stopped. When they cut his head, you know, they cut his head, the blood was coming until 70,000 of these people who cut their heads were being killed because of him. Then his blood stopped. فَلَمْ يَزَلْ فَائِرًا دَمَهُ حَتَّى قُتِلَ مِنْ أَجْلِهِ 70,000 قِصَاصًا مِنْهُ فَسَكَنَ فَوَرَانُهُ وَكَانَ عَاقِبَةُ أَمْرِ عِيسَى فِي مَقَامِ الْبَسْطِ وَالْجَمَلِ. For Sayyidina Yahya, because he was his state on majestic, and he was always he's not flexible, although he is submitting, but inside he is in the state of struggling of the unbelief with the unbelievers. His blood never stopped after they cut his head until 70,000 were being killed, punishment for his head. And Sayyidina Isa, because he was in the state of peacefulness, Allah raised him up, signing of peace and maqam al-halam. أما أمر عاقبة أمر عيسى في مقام البسط والجمال أن رفع إلى السماء أي إلى الملأ الأعلى. And both of them, they are safe and they are successful. It is said that Sayyidina Isa was born after 65 years of Alexander being losing the war in Baghdad, in Babel. And it is said that Virgin Mary, she was pregnant with Sayyidina Isa when she was 13 years of age. And Isa was being revealed to him the Injil when he was 30 years of age. And he was being raised to heaven when he was of 33 of age. And his mother lived after him 6 years. It is said that Maryam, Virgin Mary, she gave her child to a teacher to teach him. In their time, you know, they have the those who recite write the revelation in the niche with Zakaria alayhi salam. So she gave him to a teacher to teach Sayyidina Isa. فعلمه أبجد. First, the teacher said to him, learn Abjad. Say after me, Abjad. You know Abjad? What Abjad? Yeah, Abjad Hawwas Hatti Kalamun is the alphabet, the Arabic alphabet. Abjad Hawwas Hatti Kalamun Tahuzat Fahuzat. You know this? No. So it's all the alphabet letter. So he told him, say Abjad. Means Alif, Ba, Jim, and Da. He said, Abjad. And then Sayyidina Isa said to the teacher, فقال عيسى أتدري ما أبجد؟ Do you know what is أبجد to his teacher? And the teacher said, No, I don't know. قال لا, I don't know. فقال عيسى أما الألف, the ألف أبجد فآلاء الله. It's the آلاء means the greatness that cannot be described of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is that word, alif. Means it is the beginning of Allah. We explained last night. Ba abjad, the ba is baha'ullah. Is the beauty of Allah. Wal jim, jim is jalalullah. The majestic of Allah. Wal dal, dal, is Deenullah, the religion of Allah. فقال المعلم أحسنت. It's good, alhamdulillah. Now, in Arabic is Abjad, Hawwaz. The second three words, Hawwaz. Then the teacher said, okay, tell me now what is Hawwaz. فقال الهاء. Hawwaz ها is هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو. There is no God except him. Wow, how was the wow? He said, وويل للمكذبين. What's in English, why no? Woe to the liars. زين وزاي زبانية جهنم. The very majestic angels of punishment. So now we have Abjad and Hawwaz. He is explaining the alphabet to his teacher. وَزَّيْ زَبَيْنِيَةُ جَهَنَّمْ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ. Jahannam that has been prepared for unbelievers. فَقَالَ الْمُعَلِّمْ أَحْسَنْتْ. Good. Now what is حطي؟ يا أبجد هوز حطي. What's حطي؟ Three letters, حا وطا and يا. فقال الحاء حطت الخطايا عن المذنبين. حاء is Allah waved away the sins from sinners who ask forgiveness. And he said, what is it? Ta. And he said, what ta? Shajaratu tuba. The tree of reward, tuba, means good tidings. The tree of good tidings. Walya yadullahi ala khalqih. And the letter ya is Allah's hand on his creation. فَقَالَ أَحْسَنْتْ. Very good. Alhamdulillah. He's learning. Teacher learning from a child. فَمَا مَعْنَى كَلَمٌ كَلَمٌ أَبْجَدْ هَوَّزْ حُطِّي كَلَمٌ كَلَمٌ is كَاف لَمْ مِيمْ النون. And he said, الْكَاف, the كَاف is كَلَامُ اللَّهِ, Allah's word. واللام and لام ال لقاء أهل الجنة بعضهم ببعض, meeting of the people of paradise together. والميم أم ميم ملك الله, Allah's kingdom. والنون نور الله, Allah's light. قال أحسنت. أبجد هوس حطي قلم سعفص. Now سعفص. قال what is سعفص؟ قال السين سناء الله. Of سعفص, the letter S is سناء الله. The greatness and the love and sincerity that Allah shows to His servant. والعين علم الله. Letter I is Allah's knowledge. والفاء فعله في خلقه. And F is his action in his, on his servant. والصاد صدقه في أقواله. What he say is the highest truth. فقال أحسنت. فما كرشت. أبجد هوس حطي قلم سعفص كرشت. What's كرشت? Now we are six. قال القاف قدرة الله. Allah's kudra, power. وَالرَّا رُبُوبِيَّتِهِ, it is His lordship. وَالشِّين مَشِيَّتِهِ, His will. And sheen, letter H, is His will. وَالتَّا تَعَالَ اللَّهُ عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ. May Allah, Allah is the exalted from what they make association with Him. فَقَالَ لَهُ الْمُعَلِّمْ أَحْسَنْتْ. And the teacher said, very good. And he said to his mother, take your son, he taught me whatever I would never be able to learn. That is already... ذلك عيسى ابن مريم قول الحق الذي فيه يمترون ما كان لله أن يتخذ من ولد سبحانه إذا قضى أمرا فإنما يقول له كن فيكون. Such was Jesus, the son of Mary. It is a statement of truth about which they vainly dispute. It is not befitting to the majesty of Allah that he should beget a son, glory be to him, when he determines a matter, he only says to it be and it is. ذلك عيسى ابن مريم قول الحق الذي فيه يمترون. He say, that is the story of Isa that the unbelievers, Nasara, are going to express, which is completely wrong. That they are telling you, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the real story. Not what they are saying. What they are saying is completely falsehood. ذَلِكَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمَ قَوْلَ الْحَقِّ الَّذِي فِيهِ. This is the real truth. قَوْلَ الْحَقِّ, the real truth. That they have been, they have dispute in it. قَوْلَ الْحَقِّ means this, the word of truth means Allah's word against their word. And Mujahid, أخرج ابن المنذر وأمير أبي حاتم عن مجاهد, في قوله ذلك عيسى بن مريم قول الحق. He's explaining the verse, Mujahid, that Allah Azza wa Jal is al-haq in that verse. Means it is Allah's word against their word. Finish. There is no dispute here. They cannot speak. Shut the door. Close the door. لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينُ. That's the truth. Don't argue. وأخرج عبد الرزاق وابن أبي حاتم عن قتادة في قوله الذي فيه يمترون means what they were disputing. What they were disputing about سيدنا عيسى. What they were disputing. That قال اجتمع بنو إسرائيل. بني إسرائيل came together, all of them, and brought four people between them. They choose four people from every tribe one. So they were four tribes. They came together and they asked for four different people and came four from every division one scholar, alim. فَتَشَاوَرُوا فِي عِيسَى حِينَ رُفِعَ. They begin to discuss when Isa was being raised. They begin to discuss this issue. One of them said, هو الله هبط إلى الأرض فأحيا من أحيا وأمات من أمات. That he is Allah. He came to earth. He created whom he want to create another, rejuvenate whom he want to rejuvenate another time, and he made die whoever he wanted to die. Then he went up. And these people are called Al-Yaqubiyya. The other three, they said, you lied. That's not the truth. He is not Allah that came on earth and he said, created whom he created and he made to die whoever he wants. And then, the other one said, he is the son of Allah. فَقَالَ هُوَ إِبْنُ اللَّهِ وَهُمْ النَّسْطُورِيَّةِ. They are called النَّسْطُورِيَّةِ. The other two left, they said, no, you lied. That's not correct. Then one of the rest, the other two said, he said, هُوَ ثَالِثُ ثَلَاثًا. He is third of three. Allah, إله, the Lord. وَعِيسَى إِلَهُ وَأُمُّهُ إِلَهُ. That Allah is Lord, Isa is Lord, and his mother is Lord. وَهُمْ الْإِسْرَائِلِيَّةِ. They are Bani Israel. And they are the king of Nasara, Christians. فَقَالَ الرَّابِعُ. The first one, they said, you lied, all of you. كَذَبْتُمْ. هُوَ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَرُوحِهِ مِنْ كَلِمَتِهِ. هُوَ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولُهُ وَرُوحُهُ مِنْ كَلِمَتِهِ. He is the servant of Allah and his messenger and his word and the word that he sent. And these people are the Muslim people. هم المسلمون. And that's why he say, فَاخْتَلَفَ الْأَحْزَابُ مِنْ بَيْنِهِمْ. قَالَ اخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ فَصَارُوا أَحْزَابًا. They disputed between each other, they become different divisions, group. And that's why he called them أحزاب. فقال المسلم, the Muslim said, هل تعلمون أن عيسى كان يطعم الطعام؟ Do you know that عيسى used to eat the food? وأن الله لا يطعم الطعام. Allah doesn't eat. قالوا اللهم نعم. They said yes. قال فهل تعلمون أن عيسى كان ينام وأن الله لا ينام. Do you know that عيسى sleep and Allah doesn't sleep? They said yes. And that's where the push on them. فويل للذين كفروا من مشهد يوم عظيم. May Allah. He said that day, Surah Maryam verse 37, that day that is going to come and they are going to see the, but the sects differ among themselves, and woe to the unbeliever because of the coming judgment of an awful day. Allah, Allah, may Allah give us the barakah of these verses, and inshallah next time we'll continue the Surah Maryam. And we continue from verse 35 and on. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. 5 and on. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.